Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Oh, Lucy, I've got man flu.
Oh, my goodness. No. You've not stopped going on about it for the past 2 hours.
Yeah, no, seriously, I've got man flu. I feel as though I'm going to die.
You
don't know what pain's like.
Hello, childbirth.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we self-raise about the Great British Bake Off.
You said you wouldn't use that one.
We're chatting all things baking and Great British Bake Off, a show that swept the nation here in the UK. And we've got Direct Conway, who was on the Great British Bake Off last year.
You are in the bad books.
Hello.
That is the worst name for the podcast.
Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, a podcast where we discuss a different topic each week.
Although the names do get better.
The names do get better. And I've chosen the name this week and Lucy's not happy in the slightest.
I'm not happy with it.
She's not happy at all. If you've never joined us before, hello, I'm Luke Marsden. And a true fact about me is for the first time ever in my life this week, I went to the viewing of a dog photo shoot.
Oh, wow. But that was interesting.
So my girlfriend's dog had a professional photo shoot done and I went to the viewing of it in a gallery.
In a gallery. Barking up the wrong tree?
No, I was just barking mad. And and a viewing of it in a gallery. I mean, let's just ponder
like
that.
Like an art gallery?
Oh, well, it was actually a converted conservatory. But, I mean, you know, the thought of it being in the Louvre was there.
Well, there you go. You never know. Nip over to France, see a dog exhibition.
Taking a few treats.
Did you take Louis?
No, I didn't take my dog Louis.
Can we
because
just state that Luke actually called me Louis on last week's podcast?
It was a few episodes ago now, and I think
and I am not your dog.
You've been called a lot significantly worse. But tell me a true fact about you, Lucy Hilton.
Okay, I guess the true fact about me is that I am the mini golf queen.
Okay, well, you're not actually queen of mini golf. What does that mean?
I'm just really good at it. I went playing it and won, like, whooped the ass of my opponent.
You, well, dear. Who actually says words like that anymore? She's like an 80s sitcom. Who, was it a date?
Cool cats say it. No, no, no.
Oh, you're excited then?
Don't get too excited.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not. Yeah, if you've
my love life is not exciting.
No, it's not. And just listen to any of the previous episodes to find that out. And you can do audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM or just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes. You'll see all our previous episodes. And there's another 32 episodes to go at.
There's
and there
loads
are so
I'm
many.
Surprised you've not said, can you believe we are on our 33rd podcast?
I don't actually want to make a big deal of it. So if you want to make
surprised
a big deal, this is the 33rd podcast
Woo!
Episode. Who'd have thought it? Seriously, who'd have thought I could stand being with you for this amount of time? You know, and this is an episode that's been inspired by kind of a show that is on TV at the moment in the UK, and actually it's been sold to the US. There is a US version of this show. I think
there's a French version of this show.
It's probably going to be a Japanese
I think
version.
We stole it off the French.
Well, we've not got any original ideas here in England, so we probably did steal it from somebody.
Yeah.
And it is a show called The Great British Bake Off. Now, if you have no idea what this show is, if you're thinking, what on earth are these two on about? Lucy, how would you sum up The Great British Bake Off?
Basically, you cook, well, you bake your ass off, like really nice
okay,
cakes.
To be clear, nobody's ass is being actually put in an oven.
Well, that could be a task, to bake an ass.
What? As in a glutamus maximus in an oven and go to Mary Berry sticks a spoon
I
whir.
Was talking about the is it like the baby
donkey
baby something, yeah.
Mule.
No, yeah, is it?
Well, hang on, no. To be clear, OK, I'll summarise it because you seem to have strugglingly, diabolically failed to summarise it. It is a programme about a couple of handful of people, general public, who like to bake.
Who like to bake. And they bake exquisite cakes.
They're passionate about baking. They're amateur bakers and they go on this show and have
and
their
bake. They
turn
into Jamie Oliver for bacon.
Well, in a way, some of them wish that, some of them don't. And actually, but the question is, I bet you're thinking, I bet the judge, if you've never heard of this show before, I bet the judges are really fat because if you're judging baking, you'd think you'd be overweight.
You can see the judges on it and I don't think either of them are fat.
No. Well, actually, Paul Hollywood's got a few chins, hasn't
he? Mary Berry's like a tiny little woman.
Twig. She's a little twig. I think one of the reasons why this show is so popular is because of the judges rather than anything else, rather than the food, rather than the presenters, rather than the contestants.
Well, yeah, because no one can taste the food when they're sitting watching from home.
No, they've not invented TVs that unfortunately are not good enough yet.
And what is the big news that's gone on this week?
It's happened, they've just announced it in the UK, that the show as the BBC basically took a gamble with this show. They thought, who would want to watch people baking tarts, baking coconut, baking bread, baking anything?
It turns out millions of people want to watch that.
This show, over the past few years in the UK, has skyrocketed to astronomical proportions to the extent of people are now talking about
it. Did you just hit the microphone?
Yeah, I did actually. My finger's really hurting. they're talking about it as though... as though it's the biggest thing ever, as though it's the biggest news, the Olympics, as though it's like the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, 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 because it's moved over to Channel 4.
It's moved over to Channel 4, and there's been big news that the fact that the BBC wanted to pay only £12.5 million a year for a show, which, frankly, you could do with a few ingredients in your kitchen.
Oh, lucky me, yeah.
And Channel 4 have paid
Maybe spicing up a bit.
Yeah, well, okay, they're 12 quid from Asda. £25 million pounds a year, Channel 4.
Who's the one with the more money here?
Exactly. Well, not the licence-funded BBC, clearly. And I just think to myself, you know, when you watch this show, and truly, you see Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood, two judges who have experience in what? Eating? Because I don't know how you get to...
Well, they must obviously be professional bakers. Like, I don't know how they were famous before this.
Well, no, they weren't, though.
Were they? No.
Okay, you tell me before this, did we see any Mary Berry cookbooks?
Well, no,
did we see Mary Berry fresh
them.
Tarts in Asda's section, in Asda's Choose Your Own? If Asda are sponsors, by the way, at Tweet,
well,
at Luke and Lucy
rolls.
FM. I swear
to you. What's your favourite, like, cake, then, form of dessert?
I do like eclairs.
Yeah, I know, with the cream in
and
the
chocolate.
And I do
like a jam tart.
Yeah.
You can't beat a jam tart. And this is the sort of thing, Lucy, would you ever consider going on a show like The Great British Bake Off?
No, because I'm terrible at cooking.
But some of those people on the show aren't that great, but they're terrified of what this little twig of a woman, Mary Berry, is going to say. They're terrified that she won't like...
Some of them are pretty good.
She won't like the coconut souffle that they've rustled up.
Well, to be fair, I'd be offended as well if someone didn't like what I've made.
This is the thing, though. You know, in a way, there's still... We've discussed on a previous episode of the podcast, please do check it out, just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes, about talent and various things like that. You judged baking as a talent, right?
Yeah, I reckon so. But it is something you can learn as well. I think if I spent every single day in the kitchen, I would be awesome at baking.
I'd have to see that. What can you bake?
Like, I could not... say, no word of a lie, a couple of months ago, could not cook. Couple months ago, started getting into cooking now and again, came home from work, got my mince out, got the ingredients out, and I love it now. And I have to be honest, I can make a mean chilli.
So you could potentially next year, for a savoury version, go on the Great British Chilli Off.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think I'd win it.
If any channel was listening right now wants to commission that, please do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM.
And can we host it, please?
This is the thing, though, right? I mean, Mary Berry, I mean, this show is popular purely because it's full of innuendos. They talk about soggy
True.
Bottoms, they talk about nice buns. Paul Hollywood, who's
all
got...
all about buns.
It's all about buns. Paul Hollywood has got... he's a bit of a silver fox, some people would argue.
Really?
What do you think of Paul Hollywood? Would you like to go to Hollywood with him?
If he's paying...
Oh, OK, yeah. So it's about the money, that's no surprise. And Mary Berry, you know, this is a woman. She reminds you of kind of like a sweet old grandma, really, doesn't she?
Yeah, but she's not that sweet, though, is she?
Well, she must be, the amount of cake she's bleeding out over the past few years. But I think, you know what, though... the thing with Mary Berry is she's actually a tough cookie. She's pardon the pun again, but she's really
harsh, isn't she?
She is very, very harsh. Like if she doesn't like something, she'll explain. She doesn't like something. I mean,
she's like the Simon Cowell of the baking world.
She really is the Simon Cole of sugar. That's effectively what Mary Berry is. You know, and
I give it a one.
Exactly. And the thing is, though, she sits there and she judges these people who are trying the best under a lot of pressure to bake these things. And bake for what? The greater good?
It must be hard as well when you've got a certain time limit to do it and you're rushing and it's something that you've never baked before. I wouldn't like to do that.
The thing is, though...
Pressure.
Lucy, you know, for somebody listening to this right now is thinking, I don't care about baking. I'm not really... remotely interested in baking, please do choose any other podcast to listen to. We've got loads. You know what? Does that show, The Great British Bake Off, does it inspire you to want to learn to bake? Because you said you can't really do sweet stuff, right?
I don't really watch The Great British Bake Off. I have to.
Brilliant. Doing an entire episode on it and you don't even watch it.
So, no. It's a no from me.
The bits that you've caught.
Still no.
You doesn't inspire
no,
you?
No, like, I'm just not. Well, I think it's because I am not I am a sweet person. Like, I love chocolate and sweets and things like that. But when it comes to desserts, I'd rather get a starter and a main rather than a cake. I don't eat that much cake.
And you don't want to bake any cakes.
So I don't want to bake it, because what's the point when I won't eat it?
Well, this is the thing though, Lucy. When I'm watching The Great British Bake Off, and I sat there with my girlfriend's mum the other day, and she actually is a woman who this show, I think, is targeted at. You know, a woman, let's say, over 60. And, you know, it seems to, you're choking on the thought of getting over 60,
so
Lucy. And, you know... She watches and she was bored stiff. She said it's one of the worst programmes she's ever seen because, frankly, it is literally watching. At one point, you're watching an oven. You're literally waiting for bread to rise. It's crazy. It is absolutely bonkers.
Well, patience is a virtue.
And this is the thing, though, Lucy. I'm watching
it. People love it, though.
They do. They're mad
people
for it.
People love it.
There's people in offices all over the UK bringing in the next day cakes that they've seen.
Why do people have to be in offices?
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, okay, they're in radio studios the next day and they're bringing cakes in and they're doing their own version of the Great British Bake Off. If we thought about this with any more preparation, Lucy, we could have had our own little Bake Off in the studio.
That is true. I do. I think I could make some nice little cornflake cakes.
I tried to do cornflake cakes when I was a child. Couldn't get any cornflakes stick together.
Oh, see, I'm good at that. See, I'll do the
bit too loose.
Cakes like you.
Or were they hard?
Like yourself.
Were they crunchy, your cornflake cakes?
Yeah, they were nice. I enjoyed them.
Hard, though? Sometimes
they're
too hard.
I actually want to make them again. You know, you get the little mini eggs as well and put them on top.
Oh, it's too much. It's way too much. Think of your teeth, Lucy.
Think of our teeth.
We've got to think of our teeth at our age. You know, if we lose these, we're screwed. We can't afford new dentures like Mary Berry. Now, we don't know much about it, but what we do want to know is what it's truly like to stand in front of this demonic cake monster that is Mary Berry. We've got somebody on the phone who's faced her wrath. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. Let's just say we've gone self-raising on this episode. No, come on, that's good. A woman that unfortunately was kicked out during bread week. You could say that.
But she puts the icing on the cake.
That it's not a bread pun, Lucy. That's.
Oh, yeah, but it's still baking.
That's awful. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, the very brilliant Direct Conway.
Morning.
Hello, Direct.
Hi.
Direct, so, I mean, tell us about your experience with Bake Off. You were last year, right?
That's right, 2015. I think you're going to get a class of 2015 at some point this season, so you'll be able to recap on our adventures.
Mm. Oh, is that your adventures post Bake Off?
It was more of a recap of what happened in the programme, but then they did ask us as well what we were up to, so...
So what made you go on the programme?
You must
initially think
you're a pretty decent baker, right?
It was my sister that convinced me to go. She's like from series one. She was a massive fan, and on the first episode of the first series, she called me up and said, "Oh, have you seen this new programme that's on? Oh, you should go on it. You'd be great. Oh, come on!" So that was every year for 5 years.
So she forced you to go on there.
You thought, like, shut up. So, Duet, tell us. I mean, you know, like the actual show itself. You see it on TV, and is it like any show? It's not exactly what you get on TV, right? That big tent. You know, the thing I've got to ask is, what month do they film that in? Because the weather always looks great.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Start filming in spring, so April.
Right. And do they choose, like, specifically nice days?
Yeah, they know the weather forecast.
It's that the the weekend, consecutive weekend, so it's just part luck.
Joe, you've got to fit your job around the stress of baking for Murray Berry.
That's absolutely true, yeah, that's what happened, the stress won.
Well, that's the thing though, right, you know, like, we've said earlier on in this episode, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you don't deserve to be judged that much, you know, just on the quality of your bread by Murray Berry and Paul Hollow, but you wouldn't put yourself forward if you didn't think you was half decent, right?
Well, the thing is, I think 16,000 people applied in 2015.
Wow.
And it's quite an intensive recruitment process. You know, there's lots of opportunities for them to see what you can do and make an assessment. So by the time you get to the tent, they've decided, yeah, you absolutely can do this. So, yeah, it's just what happened. You know, it's a short time scale, you're under pressure, you know, it's the vagaries, it's, you know, art over science and science over art, whatever happens on the day. So, yeah, you know, you're doing a lot in the time.
I mean, you said it's quite an intense process. I mean, what do you have to do to even get on the show? Do you have to bake for the producers?
Gosh, yeah, there's...
A
detailed application. Well, you don't bake for the judges now. They did in the early series. Now the production team, the selection team, we bake for them. But there's an application form that you can download online, which is quite detailed. Then a telephone screening, then an audition in Manchester with two bakes and a screen test. Then an
audition. But it's intense, isn't it?
They've prodded you every which way going before you've had a chance to even get your buns out the oven.
Yeah, if you were pretending you could bake, I think they'd find out.
So what was your most memorable moment from that series then?
My highlight obviously was coming first in Biscuit Week when they did a very technical bake that I had never seen before and got absolutely spot on.
Oh, wow.
And then the moment that everybody remembers obviously is when I did my showstopper in week one and did the chocolate mousse gâteau and the mousse didn't have time to set.
See, it sounds like you were really good though.
How did you leave on bread week?
I did Tracy Emin's unmade bread. I suppose just in comparison to the other bakes on the day, you know, because we had Paul did that fantastic lion. So, you know, you're picking against the other bakers as well, not just what you've done.
I mean, Duet, you know, you see the show, and I was saying earlier on in the episode that we... You know, a lot of people take it very seriously, right? Including, obviously, the contestants do. But even the audience watching at home take this show maybe too seriously. Why do you think the UK is obsessed with this programme?
I have absolutely no idea. It's just a formula that seems to work and captured everybody's imagination. Because, like, what on the plus side, when my mousse didn't set, everybody, like, almost everybody was watching, completely went, and even now...
It was though you killed somebody on EastEnders.
Everyone's, like, completely bought into what's going on.
It does get people on the edge of the seat, though.
We're talking as though World War III's happened because Duet's mousse couldn't set.
So have you, like, carried on with your baking since the programme?
Of course she has. Gosh. This is when I met her.
Yeah. I did some biscuits last night. I was sitting around eating and I thought, there's nothing to snack on tonight.
So you need to make the biscuits.
I made a batch of biscuits.
Oh, see, this is why you'd be a perfect friend, Duet. Where's Lucy? Oh, I've nothing to snack on. Nick to Tesco Express.
I don't make anything.
Get a bag of peanuts.
Well, when you've had a couple of glasses of Prosecco, you've got to walk to the shop. Like,
yeah. You'd rather get the flour out.
Yeah, I'm going to go for
it. Duet, what do you think about the move from the BBC to the different network to Channel 4? Would you have done the show if it had been on Channel 4?
Well, the thing is, it's one of those, it's I think it's a whole package, and I think they're running the risk now of, they're going to change a formula that's working, aren't they? It's like, dare I say, the Top Gear syndrome. You know, it doesn't always work. I think it's everything combined that makes it the success. And if you change one of those elements, like in baking, you can't just be messing around with the ingredients and expect to get the same result. I don't know. I think you're going to have to just wait and see what.
It's a gamble, isn't it?
It is a gamble, yeah.
Do you think the judges will stay?
I have no idea. I think there's some tweets flying around already saying, you know, Mary Berry's a BBC girl through and through. And, you know, is that a precursor to saying I'm not going with you? I don't know.
No, come on, Duet, dish the dirt on Mary Berry. What is she really like as a person? Because Lucy and I have said that she comes across as quite harsh. I think she. I personally
you said she was very sweet.
I can't remember what I said. She comes across as a sweet old lady, but actually is quite harsh with the judging. For you, what was your experience? Is all you saw of Mary Berry is what you saw on TV?
Yeah, more or less, because they need to remain impartial, don't they? They can't become your best friend. We did see a little bit of them, like at their very final extra slice, and we all had like a bit of a drink and a chat together in the green room. So, and they came and talked to everybody. They're just pleasant, nice people. You know, I can't say I know her that well to be able to comment.
Oh, this is what we thought. Yeah. We thought you'd be coming on and slating poor Mary Berry.
We thought we'd be getting the gossip.
We thought you'd be saying you'd been out drinking together and her baking skills weren't that great.
Ring me on my private line.
So, Duet, the good thing about appearing on a show like The Greatest British Bake Off, unlike, for example, The X Factor and Big Brother, you can't really do much wrong to get somebody come up to you in the street going, "I absolutely detested you."
Oh, no, nobody's ever said that to me, ever.
Thank goodness.
I know, there's something seriously wrong with this nation if somebody's coming up to you because they didn't like the French stick that you baked.
Oh, your chocolate mousse.
No, I've had nothing but positive comments and support, and really, the fans are brilliant, the Bake Off fans. And what's my mousse disaster has gone into legend in memes. It's popping up everywhere in all sorts of topics in Brexit. So it's like, it's never going to go away.
You'll be haunted by that mousse forever. Tell us how have you baked yourself away from the Bake Off? What have you done that has allowed you to jam roly poly your career?
How many puns do you want to fit into one podcast?
Try my best.
Well, I do still bake as a hobby, and I actually am back in full time work in finance now. So it is back to where it was in my life. But like last week, we had a really fantastic dinner party, and I did ice cream and frangipane and all sorts of lovely things, which is how I tend, how my baking has developed and what I like. I did a fantastic brioche.
Oh,
so
you're making me feel really hungry. Right,
we
now
should come round to one of your dinner parties.
I know,
Duet. This sounds lovely.
Get on the list.
This is the thing, though, Duet.
Waiting list.
You must have a lot of friends now who've suddenly decided that they quite like you more as a friend.
Or they like your chocolate mousse.
Yeah,
more.
Exactly.
Well, we had those friends anyway who knew, and like my sister obviously knew. So that was the background to it, really.
Yeah.
In terms of a baking career, I mean I'm still doing workshops and appearances and things like at the food festivals, and I'll continue doing that as long as I'm invited. But yeah, it's a hobby with benefits.
It's a hobby with benefits. It was just a nice time in a tent last year with an old lady who tried some of your moves.
This sounds wrong
on
right
that
now.
Note, Duet Conway, thanks so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM.
Lovely to speak to you.
Thank you, Duet.
Bye for now.
You know what, half of me wishes we'd not got Duet on. I'm starving. I'm absolutely famished.
Talking about food all the time.
Talking about
breakfast?
A mousse, and then when she was on about bread, and then I'm honestly, I mean, you're holding your little torso there, Lucy. You're absolutely famished, although maybe lay off the bread. We of course would love you, if you're listening right now and own a bread factory, we'd love you to sponsor the podcast.
Or tweet us your recipes.
Yeah, maybe we won't use them, but do tweet us your
recipes. I am an avid cooker now. I will use them. Tweet me your recipes at Luke and Lucy FM.
Lucy's an avid cookie. She wants to cook them. That is it for this episode. We hope you have enjoyed us rising to the top.
To the challenge.
Like some lovely fluffy muffins. And and if you want to hear more of Lucy's buns, then you can. Audioboom.com /channel/ Luke and Lucy FM.
I'm going to go home and make some cornflake cakes now.
Or just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes for previous episodes. And if you do want to taste Lucy's cornflake cakes, then we're back here on episode 34 of the podcast next week. We're going to see you out with Marcus Bentley, a guy who I imagine bakes like he talks. Delicious.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.